Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
Get ready to travel a full century in music. Actually, more than a century, more than 100 years. Cruising the Decades begins now. And this time of year, lots of folks get very excited for the start of America's national pastime. Baseball season is here. Let's go back to 1908. We're doing a bonus decade with singer Edward Meeker, one of the first pop singers. So we're going to do one from 1908 and then one from 1915 by Edward Meeker. So it's a double dose of the Meekmeister. I have no idea if that was actually his nickname. I just made that up. But you're going to know this first song. You might be thinking, I don't know any songs from 1908. Well, you do. And here it is, Cruisin' the Decades.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Records. Katie, Katie was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew, every Sioux, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Katie Casey knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boys she knew, she made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Play ball. He worked directly for Thomas Edison and Edison Records. That's Edward Meeker from 1908. And a bonus decade selection as we get into baseball season. We're going to do one now from 1915 from Edward Meeker. This is the AOHs of America. The oldest Irish Catholic fraternal organization in America, founded in Pennsylvania and New York City in 1836. The Ancient Order of Hibernians, the AOHs of America. Another selection from Edward Meeker, 1915, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Do you belong to any order, to any big society? Like the KFCs or the KFCs or to any club that takes initiation fees. If you don't, here's why I ask you. I have the one you should belong. Sure, they're always with you when you're right and they're with you when you're wrong. The AOHs of the USA. They're the greatest land of men today. Say, who holds your best position? Who are your politicians? Diplomatic, democratic, first in peace and first in war. They don't care what they're fighting for. Oh, they're wonderful when on parade. When they're marching down the avenue. Sure, you never in your life have met a finer plan than the ancient and the honorable Hibernian. The AOHs of the USA. They don't care what they're fighting for. Oh, they're wonderful when on parade. When they're marching down the avenue. Sure, you never in your life have met a finer clan than the ancient and the honorable Hibernian. The AOHs of the USA. Then you can order what you please. There's a night of yes, there's a night of rest, but there's only one society that I like best. I'm always with the AOHs. I like the sociability. They were good enough for my own gent, so they're good enough for me. The AOHs of the USA. They're the greatest lack of men today. Say, oh, how's your best position? Who are your politicians? Diplomatic, democratic, first in peace and first in war. They don't care what they're fighting for. Oh, they're wonderful when on parade. When they're marching down the avenue. Sure, you never in your life have met a finer clan than the ancient and the honorable Hibernian. The AOHs of the USA.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. Thank you.
there lives a cousin of the Duke of Buckingham. His friend to Buckingham to be a sport. So they cut the ham and called him Buck for short. And one day Buck met a little cluck and he whispered, "Ducky dear," in accents loud and clear, "please marry me right here." She replied, "I will be your bride, but there must be no delay." So they were buckled up for that day. And soon they had a lot of little bucks, and oh, how fast they grew. There was 1 buck, 2 buck, 3 buck, 4 buck, no one knows how many 4 buck. Mrs. Buck would play the ukulele every ball till noon. And while old man Buck was singing, all the little bucks were bucking and winging. When they had eggs for breakfast, Buck was out of the luck. Each buck would eat a dozen, and a dozen cost a buck. And the landlord tried to raise Buck's rent, but he wouldn't pay a sou. So he backed up a motor truck. He said goodbye and he said good luck. He moved his wife and all the little bucks to their
This is 100 Years of Music, Cruising the Decades, 1921, with the Paul B.C. Trio with singer Frank Crummett. That was Timbuktu. This show is an appreciation of music history and the roots of modern music, how we got to where we are today, and the music we listen to in popular culture every day. Cruising the Decades is heard on shortwave radio worldwide and on great local and independent radio stations like Wapaka Radio FM 96.3 in Wapaka, Wisconsin, a unique radio station operated by the city of Wapaka. We're also on great college and university radio stations such as the Maverick KMSU at Minnesota State University Mankato and Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren in Charlottesville, Virginia. A wide playlist, very eclectic, cool oldies station. From doo-wop to disco, they say. Well, we have gotten a request from a listener in Charlottesville. This is for Harry and his family, who suggested a fine recording by the Boswell Sisters. They were such trailblazers in jazz and swing and vocal harmonies, jazz, country, pop. They broke down a whole lot of different barriers for females and female vocals in music. Martha, Connie, and Vet Helvetia, or Vet Boswell. Let's do the Boswell Sisters from New Orleans. This is called "Was That the Human Thing to Do?" 1931, Cruising the Decades.
Never thought that anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold. But after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up. What's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around till I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do? Oh, forgiveness is divine. But all the sweet things that you may say can't mend this heart of mine.
Boswell Sisters, 1931. Was that the human thing to do? That's by request for Harry and his family in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know what Charlottesville is famous for? The city of presidents. Madison, Monroe, Thomas Jefferson, and Monticello, and the University of Virginia, and the Dave Matthews Band. Not bad for a little town in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 Years of Music. And up next, a song from 1947, a real precursor for vocal groups, rhythm and blues, and what would become doo-wop music. Hard to believe this song is 1947. It's by The Ravens, Write Me a Letter, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Write me a letter, say I'm still your fella, cause I'm lonesome. Cause I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from me. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and now I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Write me, honey, little, little baby. Yes, just write me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep,
I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since I've
well,
been
with you. Baby.
So darn worried, don't know
yes,
what to
honey.
Do. The neighbors say that I'm blowing
well,
my top.
Yeah.
Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter. Say I've seen your fella.
Cause I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Somebody to talk with you. Anything that makes you happy, I wanna do. Oh, darling, let me be the one. Let me be the one who means the most. The one you wanna love and call your own. And when you choose your partner, I wanna be the choice. Oh, please let me be the one. And when you want some loving, I'll know just what to do. Lots of hugging and a kiss or two. You gotta let me be the one. Let me be the one to take you out to your favorite places, you have no doubt. And when the evening's gone with a kiss goodnight, oh please let me be the one. And sorrows too. In all kind of weather, I wanna be with you. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to hold your hand when the preacher says, do you take this man? All these happy thoughts will mean so much fun if you'll only let me be the one.
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Now that, to me, is classic country music right there. A 1953 number one by Hank Locklin, Let Me Be the One. It was his first number one hit. He had 9 top 10 hits throughout his career. Probably his best known songs are Send Me the Pillow You Dream On and Please Help Me, I'm Falling. But I really, really like that classic Western swing type sound, the real twang of that one. And if you like modern interpretations of classic country music, wait till you hear what we have later today for our 2020s selection. This band, The Shootouts, you're really gonna like them. They're new, but they're in the style of true classic old-time honky-tonk country music. I'm Brad Savage on Cruisin' the Decades. Up next is a song that has come in by request for Kevin in Pennsylvania, who listens every week on WRMI Radio Miami. Miami International Shortwave. Think about that. He's in Pennsylvania, but that station transmits from the alligator-infested swamps of Lake Okeechobee in South Florida, and they're heard worldwide. I love music on shortwave radio. Well, Kevin sent in a request for a band that happens to be from Florida, kind of a pop rock, garage rock group, kind of a one-hit wonder from 1966. The group is called The Razor's Edge. This song was written by Irwin Levine and Neil Shepard, and then a few years later, Bobby V covered the song. It was actually a bigger hit, I think, for Bobby V in 69. But here's the original. This is for Kevin and everyone on shortwave radio enjoying music on shortwave, not political or religious talk, but music blasting out worldwide. It's so quaint and old school, it's new again. Let's call it a day, girl. The Razor's Edge on Cruisin' the Decades.
Let's call it a day, girl.
Edge, not to be confused with the AC/DC album of the same name. That is the band, The Razor's Edge. And our cruising through the decades time machine continues forward now to the summer of 1972. Let's turn on a news report just in time for a major, major scandal, 1972.
This is a police photograph of James W. McCord. He is one of five persons surprised and arrested yesterday inside the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in Washington. Police say McCord and his accomplices brought electronic listening devices with them and had removed two ceiling panels from the office of Democratic National Chairman Lawrence O'Brien when they were caught. They're obviously trying to bug the Democrats' office. Today, former Attorney General John Mitchell, the chairman of President Nixon's re-election committee, denied any connection with the incident. He said McCord and the others were neither acting on behalf of the campaign committee nor with its consent. Mitchell said he was surprised and dismayed at the reports. But I don't think that's the last we're going to hear of this story.
Ha! Pretty sure not. The Watergate scandal starts in summer of 1972 alongside one of the most classic hard rock albums of all time, Deep Purple's Machine Head. This is Highway Star on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
UK new wave punk from Bow Wow Wow, a song that was very controversial in 1980 because it was about pirating music, about recording music to your own cassette tapes, which was very controversial when cassettes first started coming out commercially. That is Bow Wow Wow with C30, C60, C90, go! Bow Wow Wow were founded by manager Malcolm McLaren in 1980, and they are best known for their cover of I Want Candy. Originally a 60s tune by the Strangeloves, but their new wave punk cover re-entered the charts in the early 1980s. It is 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio, USA. Send me a listening report. Where are you located? What station are you listening on? Brad@thesummit.fm. The idea is, I like music, you like music, let's listen together and discover something great, be it new or old. We're all coming together through the power of the radio airwaves everywhere. North America, Germany, Canada on CKLB, and shortwave radio, WBCQ, the planet. We are all over the radio dial. Let's continue into the 1990s with the Bay Area West Coast punk rock band Rancid. Boy, this song is such a rocker. And this is the rare single 7-inch version, different version than what ended up on their big breakthrough album And Out Come the Wolves. This is Rancid with Roots Radicals on Cruisin' the Decades, 1995.
Took the 60 bus out of Texas, Campbell Bensonado, he was on there, he was waiting for me. All the punk rockers and the moon stompers, they're out on the corners where they're staring for change. I started thinking, you know I started tricking, I don't really remember too much of that day.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Father
on Cruisin' the Decades with 100 years of musical enlightenment and enjoyment. That song is so British indie, I can barely stand it. That was the UK buzz band The Cribs. It's from 2007. It's called Men's Needs. The Cribs were founded in Wakefield, West Yorkshire, England in 2001 by twin brothers Gary and Ryan Jarman and their younger brother Ross Jarman. Now, they have several albums to their credit. That song was from their third album when they started to get a lot of critical acclaim. And on the next record, and for a couple of years, guess who joined the band? Johnny Marr of the Smiths and Electronic and several other musical projects and solo albums. And he's one of the all-time greats in alt rock. And he was so impressed by this young British band, The Cribs, he joined the band for a few years. Pretty amazing. Well, this is Cruisin' the Decades with 100 years of music. And we want to give a shout out to some of our listeners who have checked in since our last broadcast, including Chris, who is becoming a regular in Muncie, Indiana. He listens on Indiana Public Radio from WBST FM and their four-station network across Indiana, broadcasting from Ball State University. Also, hello to Dennis in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Beer City, USA. Dennis is on 5950 from Radio Miami International. Also, Ron in the Baltimore area on that same station, 5950 kilohertz shortwave Radio Miami International. And hello to Pete, checking in from Waterford, Michigan on WBCQ The Planet on a frequency of 7490 kilohertz. I think we're getting people back into shortwave. People that used to listen to shortwave years ago are digging the old receivers out, and they still make them. Shortwave is still very popular around the world. That's where this show started. It started at the Summit FM in Akron. Then we started doing a shortwave version, and then other AM and FM stations followed suit all across the US and Canada and Germany. And I've almost got a guy who runs a station in New Zealand saying yes. I'm going to keep emailing him forever until he says yes and puts our show on, because then we'll be heard in New Zealand as well. How cool. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Brad at thesummit.fm. We're into the 2010s now, and a UK singer that is tremendous success across Europe and pretty good success in the USA, but bigger again, just like the Cribs, another one that's a more known commodity in other parts of the world. I think he's a great songwriter. His name is George Ezra. This song is called Don't Matter Now. It's from 2018 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Sometimes you need to be alone. Shut the door, unplug the phone.
Don't matter now.
Speak in a language they don't know.
Don't matter now.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Castle out to sing.
It don't matter now.
Well, it won't last and it won't stand.
It don't matter now.
But with a suitcase in your hand.
It don't matter.
Well,
now.
I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Your way on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you found.
It don't matter now.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. It don't matter now.
George Ezra from 2018, Cruisin' the Decades, and now we're up to our 2020s selection. A recent release from a band out of Akron, Ohio that have the Western swing, classic country, honky-tonk thing down. They are doing great. They're called the Shootouts, and they've gone from being a local band in our area to getting signed by the national record label Soundly Music out of Nashville. They've got a top 10 record on Americana radio charts. They just did a big tour. They played the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Things are happening for the Shootouts. This song is with Raul Malo of the Mavericks, and it's a cover of an Ohio music legend, Michael Stanley and the Michael Stanley Band. This is the Shootouts from 2023, and it's called I'll Never Need Anyone More. On Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, I don't need to be told by you. Well, I don't need anyone bringing me down. I don't need to be sold by you. I don't need answers. I've been around. I just need you to hold me, baby. Try as hard as I might.
Thank you.
from their new album, Stampede. It's a Michael Stanley cover, I'll Never Need Anyone More. That new album is produced by Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. And other special guests include Marty Stewart and Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale. Heck of a record. Congratulations to the Shootouts on all their breakout success. This has been Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. Join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellett High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.